Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 28th. I'm Rob Dunwood. U.S. government services contracting giant Maximus, which manages and administers programs such as Medicaid, Medicare, healthcare reform, and welfare to work, recently confirmed in an 8K filing that at least 8 to 11 million individuals' personal data was accessed by threat actors exploiting a zero-day vulnerability in Move It Transfer. Maximus said the personal data includes social security numbers and protected health information, but does not specify which types of health data was accessed. In its 8K filing, Maximus stated that it has started notifying impacted customers and federal and state regulators and expects the security incident to cost approximately $15 million to investigate and remediate. The U.S. Senate advances two new bills aimed at making the internet safer for children and is intended to address an ongoing mental health crisis attributed to social media. The Kids Online Safety Act, or COSA, and the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act 2, or COPA 2.0, both received unanimous approval by the Senate Commerce Committee. Apple's App Store review process will soon require developers to explain why their apps use certain APIs before submitting them. The Apple developer website now classifies some APIs as required reason APIs, which require developers to describe the purpose of the API in the app. Apple explains the measures as an effort to crack down on fingerprinting, a technique used for tracking users across apps and websites. Starting this fall with iOS 17, tvOS 17, watchOS 10, and macOS Sonoma, developers will be notified about submitting apps using the required reason API without description. From the spring of 2024, app submissions without valid reasons will be rejected. Google announced in a blog post that it is delaying the expansion of its Find My Device feature, stating that the spec it proposed along with Apple is not quite ready yet. Google engineer Eric Kay stated that the rollout is being held up until Apple has implemented protections for iOS. Google is, however, rolling out an anti-stalking measure it announced at Google I.O. back in May. The unknown tracker alerts feature, which tells you if an unknown Bluetooth tracker is traveling with you but you're not its owner, have already started rolling out to Android 6.0 and later powered devices. Meta is heavily focused on boosting retention in its Twitter rival Threads, which saw more than 100 million users join the app in its first 5 days, but has lost more than half its followers in the weeks since launch. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said in an internal company town hall, obviously, if you have more than 100 million people sign up, ideally, it would be awesome if all of them or even half of them stuck around. We're not there yet. He also stated retention of users on Threads was better than executives had expected, though was not perfect. Roku announced its second quarter 2023 results and thoroughly beat Wall Street expectations. The company added 1.9 million new active streaming accounts and reported revenue of $847.2 million, up 11%, and a net loss of $107.6 million, down 76 cents per share, beating analyst expectations of $1.28 loss per share on revenue of $773.49 million. Operating expenses climbed 8% to $504 million, but declined sequentially from $550 million in Q1. U.S. chipmaker AMD recently announced that it plans to invest $400 million in India over the next 5 years and will build its largest design center in Bengaluru, adding 3,000 new engineering roles by 2028. AMD Chief Technology Officer Mark Papermaster said, "Our India teams will continue to play a pivotal role in delivering the high-performance and adaptive solutions that support AMD customers worldwide." NASA is officially getting into the streaming game, launching its own streaming service, NASA Plus, sometime later this summer. In addition to live launches and live events already streamed on NASA's website, NASA Plus will feature collections of original video series, including several new titles launching with the service. NASA Plus will be available on the agency's iOS and Android apps, desktop and mobile browsers, and streaming services such as Roku, Apple TV, and Fire TV. And finally, chipmaker Intel posted better-than-expected quarterly earnings, sending shares up nearly 6%. PC sales over the last year have slumped because consumers bought significant numbers of PCs during the pandemic. The previous two quarters saw PC shipment declines of over 30%, but the quarter ending June 2023 only saw an 11.5% decline. The PC market improvement prompted Intel to forecast better margins for the third quarter, as it expects PC shipments to continue to rebound in the second half of the year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find all show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.